Good morning, good morning, good morning. Lisa here. This is Lisa 6 and 3, and here is God's strength for you and me this day. Our scripture reading is coming from Luke 19 and 10. And it reads, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost." For the Son of Man came to seek and save. My God, today. I remember when I got saved. I was 5 years old at one of Bishop Sherman's crusade revivals in Hartsville, South Carolina. I got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost the same night. It was a Thursday night, June 15th, if I'm not mistaken, 1969. And, you know, being a young child, I really didn't understand what being saved was. But all I know is that day, that night, I accepted the Lord as my Savior and Jesus Christ. I accepted Him as my Savior. Now, y'all know when Jesus died on the cross and was buried and He raised up again on the third day. He rose on the third day. That was for our salvation. Every one of us were saved. The death came for us to be saved, but you have to accept the salvation, the saving of the Lord. And that day, I accepted His salvation. His salvation was purchased for my salvation. And when we realize, my God, that He made us free that day when He died on the cross for us, when He shed blood for us, His rising up made us free. He took on sin for us. So if you ever feel lost, remember this, that He is seeking to save you. The Lord is looking to rescue you, to let you know, hey, Lisa, you are free. That's what He's seeking to save. It says He can't. For the Son of Man is come to seek, to look out for us, and to save us. Our strength today. Know that the Lord is looking for you because He has a gift for you, and that gift is salvation. Put yourself in the place to receive the gift of grace from the Lord, the gift of salvation today. That's a good word. Wow. This has been Lisa with Lisa 6 and 3. Y'all go make it a wonderful day. And I will see you tomorrow morning. Be blessed.